Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Cemaatul Ula is already started. Then Cemaatul Ukhra, Rajab, Shaban, and then the culmination of our efforts. So as though this was the preparation, and that's the harvest. So according to the preparation, will be the harvest. The whole idea is to rectify the self. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. That's the idea. When Allah Ta'ala subjects your progress to the level of your tazkiyah, how much you have corrected yourself, improved yourself, then there is an entry level for that tazkiyah, for that righteousness. There is an entry level without which you are over. It's no basis. The entry level is that the imaniyat are right. And in this day and time, for the imaniyat to be right, three things need to be in place. One is that we don't have any doubts in the articles of faith. آمنت بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر والقدر خيري وشري من الله تعالى والبعث بعد الموت. So these are the articles of faith. In the articles of faith, we don't have any doubts. And if it is that we are being stormed with doubts, then it is important that you clear your mind. Our elders used to say that when it's at the beginning, the infantry stage, it's like a small little snake, perhaps not even yet hatched. So it's easy to trample it and destroy it. But then when it's hatched and it turns into a python, it'll eat you up. In Persian, they say these things very well. After that, I see in Urdu. I say many people went off because they didn't recognize the awliya kiram. Mali hadha rasul ya'kulu at-ta'am wa yamshi fil aswaq. He is like us, eat, drinks, sleep, etc. So my room, rahmatullahi, says, Sher and Sheer dar navishtan barabarast. Sher and Sheer, writing is the same, spelling is the same. But the Sheer, sweet, as a Sheerini, Sinni, as Sheer. The shirni, you eat up, right? And the shir eats you up. Shir can also mean milk, right? Milk, different products, ice cream. So the shir you eat up, and the shir will eat you up. World of a difference. But in spelling, it seems identical. Same. So when they couldn't recognize, they couldn't understand, so they couldn't appreciate. That's why they say, Ibn Atta Iskandari says that to gain the marifat of Allah Ta'ala, it's an effort, right? Because proportionate to your marifat, your understanding, is your progress. Adam alayhi salam had made a mistake, right? And Allah Ta'ala says, Nasiya Adam. Allah Ta'ala says that he's made a mistake. According to the law, Rufi an ummati al khata'u wa nisyan. Mistake you are not answerable for. But the ma'rifat that Adam alayhi salam made, then fataba, He made Tawbah. رَبَّنَا صَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. So that was the ma'rifat. And the ma'rifat, what it does, يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاء. Those that have the understanding, they have khashiyat. So the khashiyat is a product of ma'rifat. Ma'rifat is a product of ilm. So ilm first is the words, then you come to terms with it. You say come to terms with it, then it becomes a reality. Like you heard about fire, so you heard, alright, fire is dangerous, don't play. Now you come to terms with it. Now you saw someone burning or you got burnt. So I say, your understanding of the fire is the same. Your understanding has changed now. So, that alim who's got that ma'rifat, then the necessary result of that is khashiyat. And because of that khashiyat, it brings him to tawbah. And the tawbah, ثُمَّ اجْتَبَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ وَهَدَى. Allah blessed him in three ways. اجْتَبَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ وَهَدَى. Accepted him, he focused his special mercy towards him and put him on guidance. But you see that ilm, to ma'rifat, to khashiyat, to tawbah, and then to acceptance. It's a whole chain reaction. So now one is the understanding of the articles of faith. You have the understanding, but now that becomes to the level of, like I said, fire, and now you saw the fire and its damaging effects. So you know, you heard about the malaika, inna alaykum lahafizin kiraman katibin, right? Then you hear, مَا يَلْفِزُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيمٌ عَتِيدٌ. The malaika appointed. رَقِيمٌ عَتِيدٌ, ready to record, and they're watching. رَقِيب, watching. And they're ready to record. So one is at the level of knowledge. Then second is you come to terms with it. See, like the fire, then you saw that, you saw the damaging effect. Now, will your relationship with the fire be the same? The relationship will be different. So, this is now the mistake of most people today. It's, I got the knowledge, I know about it. Then what else do you want of me? Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul, he's a Ra'is al-Munafiqeen. So he's the one who said, لَإِن رَجَعْنَا إِلَى الْمَدِينَةِ لَيُخْرِجَنَّ الْأَعَزُّ مِنْهَا الْأَذَلِ. We come back to Medina, the honorable people of influence, we will take out this mean people. That means the Muhajirin and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that's what he was referring to. So Hazrat Ubada bin Samit, he heard about the whole commotion and he cautioned him, تَعَالُوا يَسْتَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. Take the necessary steps. Necessary steps is come and beg Rasul, ask Wisam to beg for your forgiveness. See, he could have sent a message, but what he told him was the same thing. تَعَالُوا يَسْتَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ رَسُولُ. Come. Now this point is the most difficult point for a kafir, and even more difficult for a munafiq. So, إِذَا قِيلَمْ تَعَالَوْ يَسْتَغْفِرْ. Come, and Rasul al-Pasam will pray for your forgiveness. لَوَّوْ رُؤُسَمْ. So he turned his face in arrogance, moved his face away. So Ubadar Niyam says that, I understood now, some ways will come against this person. See that? So he had the knowledge, and therefore, when Ubada was trying to explain to him, so what was his response? His response was, you see, you'll ask me to accept Iman, so I accepted Iman. Then you'll ask me to give Zakat, I gave Zakat. Now what do you want me? I'm going to make Sajda. But worship Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but sees his bones. So this humility doesn't come in. And that humility is the crux. See, whatever we can think about, but that humility, think nothing of myself. So the correction of the heart comes with the humility and a deep sense of gratitude. You think about your relationship with your child, you begin to favor him when he shows humility and a deep sense of gratitude. But if the child shows attitude, he's avoiding you, he's showing an attitude, right? He doesn't show that level of gratitude. Gratitude requires a certain conduct. He doesn't show it. So I ask you, that do you feel comfortable with the child? You don't feel the comfort. So that child may feel, well, what my father wants now? I must come and make puja to him now. See that? So what this abdiyat requires, see, abdiyat khalaqtul jinna ma khalaqtul jinna illa liya'budun, right? For abdiyat. Abdiyat is fana. Fana, what it requires? It requires humility. Humility and a sense of, a good sense of gratitude. Now you got that. Now look at your child. With these two characteristics, humility and a deep sense of gratitude, and the child, and the other child is brilliant. Brilliant, he can write, mathematics, he stops. Right? You ask him to do a project, he can do it very well. Right? But he doesn't have the humility, nor does he show the level of gratitude that is desired. Can he win the favor of the father? Come. So this was like the elementary. We talk about it as fana, but in simple language, this amounts to two things: deep sense of humility and gratitude. Humility and gratitude. No matter what, after that, whatever happens, but he is very humble. Humble, and he's got that level of gratitude. Then he just wins. No matter what happens after that, that person is just winning. Now, Mawlana Rumi's kitabs can be appreciated if someone has the understanding of the masail of the tasawwuf. But if he doesn't have the understanding, now you're getting a lot of whites that study Mawlana Rumi's book, and they've written commentaries. I got one in the office. They find a lot of enjoyment. But they haven't understood the tasawwuf. So is that going to bring any good to them? They didn't understand the basic masail. And they want to study just for the relaxation of the mind. So no progress. They'll still remain stuck at that spot. They may gain the relaxation of the mind, but then usse zyada koi cheez milegi unko. So Rumi's kitab are beneficial so that you, so as long as you understand. We're talking of humility and a deep sense of appreciation of how the person just means. Mahmud Ghaznavi is the ruler of India, right? One of the very successful rulers, about maybe 8-9 centuries away. Very successful. So his khadim khas, his chosen khadim was Iyaz. Iyaz and Mahmud, we talk of the stories, right? Now, when a great person has a favorite, he is subject to envy. I saw this in Jalalabad. First, for some time, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali gave the keys of the Khanqa to someone, that before you can come, you can open it, put things straight. That person will feel now, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali likes him. So that's good in tasawwuf, where he feels that the Shaykh has got a great liking for him. So it opens up the way for him. But after some days, Hazrat took the keys away. And then he explained, you see, when you do some type of a preferential treatment for any person, then you are subjecting him to envy and jealousy. And now that can be damaging for the next person, so I rather open it myself, keep the keys myself, than subjecting these people to envy and jealousy. He picked it up very quickly, and he pulled back the keys. So, jiske saath taalluq hai to hai, who the sheikh has got taalluq, he's got, and time will show, will unravel all the mysteries. But now if I'm going to do it now, this is going to be the problem. Hazrat Rasulullah had to do it, and the reason why he had to do it was that people may understand that who is to be emulated after him. Iqtado bihadain, follow these two people, Abu Bakr and Umar. As-sahabatu kullum adul, arhamu ummati. So he had to speak about their excellence so that after him people recognize these people's maqam. Therefore, Umar would say that when it was the issue of who is to be appointed as the Khalifa, he said, I'd rather be dead than become appointed a Khalifa over Abu Bakr. I'd rather be dead. Khulasa of what he said. Not the exact word, but the khulasa. But in the level of the esteem that he had held Abu Bakr in, I'd rather be dead. When I be ruling over a man like Abu Bakr, I can't do this. So Rasulullah had to do it. Why he had to do it? Because for the benefit of the Ummah, they needed to know who to follow. So we are talking of the articles of faith. We spoke about Mahmud and Iyas. We said jealousy. What happens? So he's getting a little bit of a preferential treatment. And the ministers are watching. We are ministers. We are the brains. We are the admin. We run the affairs. And the heart is with this person here. Ye kya hai? Chamcha hai. What is he? He's a nipper before us, but he's getting all the preference. Now they couldn't hold that jealousy. See, once this jealousy starts, from the jealousy then, that jealousy wants to create stories. You know, it's funny, but just watch out him, watch out for him. He looks very sweet, but just watch out. See how the jealousy, how it pushes you, and how it incites trouble. I didn't like to praise my families, right? But now, look at these old people. My nani, she passed away on a Thursday night, it was Friday. So my mother said, I was there, and I could see she wasn't feeling too well. She said, tell the whole household to read 100 times Durood Sharif. And as she returned, Nani was gone. But now, at that time, that home used to have a lot of a train of guests, you know. One person going, coming. Not ending. And then we come there on the weekends, 40, 50 of us come and capsize the whole house. And I used to think, now, why am I not making noise? You know? That time the floors were wooden floors. So I said, it doesn't disturb me. Why it disturbs me? I'm thinking in my mind. Now, with this age, I understand what it is to make that noise and how it disturbs the person. The time now is small, 7, 8 years of age, you can't understand that. So they're wondering now, because this house is so flooded, but there's no tofan. You don't hear of a fight. You don't see an argument. Nothing. You don't see it. So then, I like to know now, what was the? There must be some hidden reason why there's no fight, there's no argument. So I asked my mother once, you know, what was it? What was the secret? There must be something here. There was no fight, not even an argument. I said, I don't know much, but this is what I can remember. My mother, that's my nani, is telling my mother in confidence, see, if in the next room, someone speaks out against me. Someone speaks out against me. Don't come and relate to me. So don't carry these tales. You see, where the problem starts off is you carry the tale. Right? So, oh, this man here, he's so sweet in the front, and he's got this daggers for me. So your attitude, what happens to, what happens to your attitude? So she lived in the bud. She was an alima, not hafiza. And I don't think she would be with tajweed. I saw her spoke to her, right? Enjoyed her pampering also. Like, I'll get involved in some trouble, she'll come and cover me. So I enjoyed all that. But I saw her ways, like, you know, how to diffuse the problem and how to get out of it. So that was one thing. The second thing she told me, I was asking her about why she had that level of... The guests were saying also, there's such a big home, so many people, we don't have any fights, no troubles. The second thing that was quite outstanding was this. Now, because it was a family house and so many people coming, now she's the wife of the boss, as though, Nana's house, so she'll be the wife. So, when guests are coming in, right, so it will be my Nana's or my Nana's sister's, all that, right. So when these seniors are coming in, then they become the boss for that period. And they're coming not one day, 5 months, 6 months at a time, they're coming. So that 6 months, they are the boss. Now she's like the Khadima now. Whatever is said, whatever is supposed to be done, is doing. But allowing them to be the boss. Now, can there be a reason for fights? Someone is coming, helping themselves in the fridge, taking whatever they need to take, putting whatever they need. The thing is just running. But no facial expression, ke tumhara makan nahi hai. What do you think? You come and help yourself here like this. So, it was the values. See, it's values. And we don't understand the value of values. We'll relate these stories, but how many times do we digest them, take them to heart, understand that these people may have not been alims, right? Not making jalsas. Like I'm running to jalsa now, jalsa season. I'm also guilty, right? So I'm not running to jalsas. But what was in them that brought them this rich values? What was it in them? There must be something that was in them that they had so rich values. So I applied my mind, thinking, hey, what was in them that's not in us? And they are such rich values. Right? So my mind just went to one thing. The thing that my mind went to, Allah Pak knows best, that these women at that time, they were not Western, secular, modern, educated. No modernism, no Westernism, no secularism. Right? Absolutely, they didn't know what it was. Absolutely, realize they don't know, they didn't know what it was. So their minds had no markings yet, clear slate. So the only markings their minds had is what they read in the Kitab. So at that time they would be reading Bissi or many more, most of the time, Fazail, whatever else. But then after that the Fazail Kitab came, so they read this and that, both. So this was the only marking. So there was no other marking at all. No WhatsApp and no what's down, nothing. Absolute nothing. So the markings that were there, was only these markings. So their hearts were not distorted. Their hearts had no markings. The only markings that was the hearts, the markings of Ulama-i Kiram, Buzurgan-e-Deen, that were soaked and drowned in the love of Allah Ta'ala. So nothing came to water it down, nothing came to dilute it, nothing came to pollute it. Just these markings, that's all. I remember sometimes, we're young now, talking some hadith now. Right? So if anybody asks any question, you know, right? Like someone asked now, we're small children now. So Ibrahim Ali San, Papa no Huchu. Chupre. What happened to the father of Ibrahim alayhi salam? Now they know what's going on, right? But they'll silence you. And like, now you can understand why they silenced. Because at that age, they wanted you to be respecting Ibrahim alayhi salam. Oh, acha, Ibrahim alayhi salam's father was a madraji. Now, what happens to the person? Do we hold him in that same esteem? Do we do it? So they wanted our hearts to be filled with respect. So they didn't introduce these things so that the respect is not compromised. Now this thing I remember, in that home, 4x4 home. But I remember all these things, alhamdulillah, by the grace of Allah Ta'ala. But then now with age, then you think, alright, what were the values? How great were the values? Asar Sunnat, you have that. Shamsuddin Al-Tamash, right? He never missed out that four sunnahs before Asar. So, we normally would read our namaz at home, because there was no masjid at that time. Right until Sparks Road, there was no masjid. There was namaz there. So, what the carpet used to be, I got a vivid picture still, all the Qurbani skins that used to be there were musallas. So, my Nana would normally call the azan, and then he'll lead the namaz. So, one day it happened, that, you know that man, they call him Isuk, Qasim's father. Yeah. So, he called the takbir a little bit earlier. So, Nana performed the namaz. When he performed the namaz, the old ladies, that means my granny's sisters and all that, they shouted him, see, he's mamool, he never missed his asar sunnahs. But now that you call the takbir, out of respect of the takbir, he went and led the namaz. Don't do this again. But you see these people, whatever they had from reliable sources, they held on to it. They held on, they will never just give up. Never give up. So, the knowledge may not be as extensive as our knowledge. One man came here, I won't mention him. All people are all late, so I can talk about it. But I'm not mentioning the names. He was here. He's telling me that we came to live in Durban around 1940s. Right? So as we came in 1940, so Baker Street. So my Nana's friends are telling him, they used to call him Chota. Chota, now you came here, now you have to sleep with your one eye open. It's no more that farm. You know, you were living in Gunners Court in that farm. You can't be complacent now. Now you have to sleep with your one eye open. Don't you get into a slumber and a sleep here. This thing is a different place. Altogether is different. Right? Now you think about 1940, that means over 80 years ago, right? Isn't it? Over 80 years ago. The fitnas went like what's now. But then too, these people consider that fitna as so serious. Chota, you sleep with your one eyes open. So now, he took it. He heard it from his friends. These people were very, very loyal to the friends. So now, this man that's telling me in this masjid, is telling me, the property is going for sale. So, his father is encouraging my Nana, why don't you buy it, Chota? Why don't you buy it? So my Nana said, Marabai Pihani, but I don't have the money. So the granddaughter said, Vyaj par lele, ochi par lele manu. Take it with interest. So no, I don't want to say, hey, in 1 year's time, the rentals will cover all the interest. So no, mane ek penny no, this that time they say penny. Ek penny no vyaj ni jayto. I don't want 1 penny, 1 cent of vyaj. Now that man is telling me after that, see, you know, you digest that knowledge, and then you see the fruit of that knowledge afterwards. You got the knowledge, then the knowledge comes with marifat. Marifat brings khashiyat, and the khashiyat brings the result. You see the fruit at the end. So he's telling me then, that see, we made a lot of money after that. His father made a lot of money. But now he's telling me, see the end result what happened. Just 2 months ago, his nephew passed away in Johannesburg, very, very wealthy, in a gay relationship with a white, on the accident he died, finished. Off the track, one child is boxing his father, we had to go and sort the fight out. He's telling all the stories, right? And then see this idea, what happened? Tabligh Jamaat and whatever happened, Allah must accept it. This is grace, right? But you see, all this foundation, elementary work, and how firmly they held on to it. Right. They heard it from the right sources, then they didn't doubt. They didn't doubt, there was no suspicion. And then, one thing, this increased, extended to the other, and so forth, and so on, just carried on and on and on. So some of the history I'm showing you, what I remember from my mother, right? Allah Pak, protect me from pride and ostentation. Because we all, until we don't reach the shore of Jannah, we don't know where we stand. As I used to say, Barosa nahi is nafse ammaraka. You can't trust your nafs, no matter who you are. Farishta bhi ye ho jaye, usse badguma rehna. Even if it is as pure as an angel, you treat it with suspect. You treat it with suspect. So that foundation work. So these articles of faith and how strongly you hold. So these people had the articles of faith and those hearts had no markings. So whatever they read in the kitab, that was the marking. And they held on to it. No matter who says, whatever he says, but we will go by this. We will not move away from this, no matter what happens. We'll stand by this, we'll live for this, and we will not move away from this. They would say at that time, from the 40s, my grandparents, or they would say, now look at their minds, look at their minds, and then compare it with ourselves. That by the grace of Allah, there is a long weekend coming up, or there's a weekend, long weekend coming up, and it's the grace of Allah Ta'ala. The family can get together, right? They don't have to go to shop, and inshallah, that 2-3 days that we are there, we'll make at least ta'aleem for 4-5 hours. We'll sit and talk about deen, kitabs that we got, we will read that, and that kitab that can penetrate our minds and our hearts. But now show me one alim's house that have got this value. One alim's house. They were all jahils. And I can say the jahil because they couldn't read. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. I saw all these things here. But the values, can you compare the values? Can you compare the values? You can't compare the values. That iman was too solid, too great. Absolutely great. The understanding was great, the values were great. They knew which stroke at which time. Avoided trouble, diffused problems, fights, everything was diffused. So I would see now, alright, Nara wasn't an alim, right? But his heart was too good. So now, there's a partnership carrying on. Now all this I saw, right? Some things I saw. There's 4 people in the partnership. He just got married now, right? He's an outsider, his wife is from the family, right? So, by inabi hadde karinak, bagma karinak, join him into the partnership. So, it was not right, I would not say it was right, but the heart was so good. Alright, no mind. Nana said it, just join him, khalas. We don't want to make it a discussion. But you see how good the hearts were. Now what don't we have? You can quote hadith, sources, talk about a lot of things. We could talk about Rijal and this Toji of this hadith, this person made Ullah Qaris, Khattabi said this, and Ibn Atta said this, and Farah said this, right? But that level, and no gossip, no giver in the house, no carrying tales, they cut you at the root, but don't carry tales, please. Don't carry tales. Bring good stories, don't carry tales. So we're talking about now the iman at the entry level, articles of faith. So in this age and time, in my mind, there's 3 things to get the articles of faith right. One is explain. Number 2, halal and haram, get it right. Don't dilute. Whatever it is, by for Allah Pak's sake, don't dilute. Don't say this person said this person said that, and then dilute, mix up, pollute, corrupt. Don't do these things. Al-halalu bayyinun wal-haramu bayyinun. When it's clear, don't make stories. You rather do the guna and consider the guna to be guna than complicating issues, confusing people's minds. confusing the mind, confusing other people's minds, complicating issues. What are the barakat that I saw at that time, you know? So the money was halal, right? So the aftermath was also very good. So now, at any given time in the weekend, there's about 50, 60 people. Adults, children. The Nana would say, "Ini nakki rathe kariliyo." They seem to be a good batch. Just make the nakki. On, finish. Just confirm this one. And all the marriages I can remember, none of them failed. Right? Now, let's compare now to then, right? Now the samosas will all be dried out. And marriages are not working out. So many talks are given on marriage, right? Counseling, whatever, whatever, whatever. But it's not working out. So there is something that's not right here. Something that's not fitting in the equation. There was something there that's not here. So the articles of faith, halal and haram, don't mix it up. Right? Wrong, it's wrong, it's wrong. Make tawbah, istighfar, and keep your relationship with Allah Ta'ala straight. No inky, pinky, ponky, monkey tricks. No, it's absolutely straight. I asked Hazari once, you know, sometimes I'm confronted with a situation, I don't know whether it's right or not right. So I would think to myself, rather than having a turbulent mind, let me just make istighfar and tawbah sincerely. So if it is a wrong, I'm clean. And if it's not a wrong, it goes to the credit balance. It's not, that istighfar is not going waste. Hazari complimented me for that. Alhamdulillah. By the grace of Allah. Now, you can't afford to have a turbulent mind. You see, in tasawwuf, don't have, the last thing that you must have is a turbulent mind. He said, who is he to say this? What he thinks of himself? He's too great now. Too great for his boots. So, now these things here become an obstruction. In the words of Mawlana Abdul Rahim Sahib, no, Abdul Qadir Sahib, Raipuri Rahmatullahi. The word he used, kharkhasha. He says, یہ مشائق کی صحبت تو ایک سیر ہے بشرطے کہ کوئی خرخشا نہ ہو. This association with this مشائق is too effective, very effective, provided that there is no obstruction, no خرخشا. So Musab asked, what do you mean by خرخشا? So Raipuri Sahib Rahmatullah replied, خرخشا means that your mind is asking why he said this, what's the right, which is the hadith, does he know what he's saying, who gives him the right to trace, to say this is too hard now, this is a different age now, how can I come up with this type of things? Right? Now these things may sound to be small, but what it results in is too dangerous. Let me just tell you two stories, right? Two stories, I won't mention names. What happens after this, you see? Now there's with this 300, 500, 600 people in a place, right? There's going to be commotions. Why? Temperaments are different. Tendencies are different. Taste is different. So there's going to be some commotion. Small, big commotion you're going to have, right? So now in one madrasa now, students will have one level students and you have some teachers, right? And especially when the teacher is getting a little bit promoted. Students, a little bit high, and the teacher is getting a little bit promoted, right? So, if his senior is saying something, then he'll have something to say, but no, this is not right. Why are they saying this? So this thing started off. I won't mention the madrasa out of respect, right? It just started like that. So, you talk about it, he'll talk about it, he said this, and he said no, he said this. So that thing just escalates. When it escalates now, then you have a whole force against you, a whole opposition against you. And then you can have a commotion, you can have a strike, all this can happen. So anyway, this friend of mine, he noticed that this is happening. So very discreetly he moved away. So I can see now this thing is breeding some evil, some problem. So let me get out of this. I won't be able to manage. Then I'll come back whenever I need to come back. After everything is settled, dust is settled, then I'll come back. He moved away. And just not few days, then the problem started, erupted. So this Murari is saying that I met the person, one of the persons that was in the forefront. He was saying, but this person is not right. How can he say this? Why did he say this? This is too hard. What he thinks of himself. Just these comments him. So I met him somewhere in India, in Jamaat I met him, after about 48 years. And now he says, you recognize me? No, I don't recognize me. I'm this person here. You know the madrasa was problem and all that. I was saying some things. Yeah. He says, I didn't perform namaz for 48 years. And now somehow this Jamaat, they with the tashkeen and all that, and they brought me. But you see this, speaking out like this, we may think, تَحْسَبُونَهُ هَيِّنًا وَهُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٍ إِسْتَلَقَّوْنَهُ بِأَلْسِنَتِكُمْ وَتَقُولُونَ بِأَفْوَاهِكُمْ مَا لَيْسَ لَكُمْ بِهِ عِلْمٍ وَتَحْسَبُونَهُ هَيِّنًا. It's being transmitted from one tongue to the next. Right? And you don't think much about it. وَهُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٍ. But in the sight of Allah, it's a very serious thing. But he's admitting his own admission. You don't have any witness, because a truth is established in two ways. One is confession, and one is you got valid reason, proof or evidence. He's admitting 48 years no namaz. Absolutely no Jummah, nothing. Now with this barakat of this Jamaat, they cried or something, and they somehow dragged me into the masjid. I came here. But you see what happens. So this is a very, very serious thing. That's why Marhum Rahmatullah says, you see this Ahlullah, and then sometimes you hurt the heart. Right? He says, I've seen this, their mukafat. I've seen this, where Allah Ta'ala gives respite. Right? He gives respite, but that the revenge of Allah Ta'ala comes afterwards. You are now, Kushni Vaga, nothing will happen now. Let's carry on. Forget about these things here. But their mukafat, this thing will come at the time that you least expect. And then it will just bulldoze you. This person, at least he came back to the masjid. We have cases like this, similar cases. I can't mention the whole story now. But the person hopped away to become a Shia. But you see, we started objecting, atiraz, tanqeed, right? Starts off with tanqeed, then atiraz, then he moved away right into Shiaism. But you see what happens, how it goes, one thing to the other, how you listen to it. So this is a very dangerous thing. Now if you take it light, nothing, kya hoga. That's why I say, these old people, they had values. Less of everything, but they had values. Now we got everything, and now it's questionable, do we have the values? Do we have the values? One old school teacher, found that he meets up with me. I see he's very respectable. He left school to do some business. Allah gave a lot of prosperity. So he's telling me, before he could leave the school, he said, I don't know what's going on with the students now. he's complaining. He says, they don't even take cognizance of a teacher. They don't even take cognizance. The teacher is there. He's passing them. Not for a moment, they'll stand up, greet the teacher, how are you? However, good morning, whatever. We won't use those words. But not even cognizance of an elder, of a teacher. So now, this is a person that is teaching circular subjects. But he recognizes that this education requires a certain conduct. Now the same conduct, if you see it in a madrasa then, he is talking about a Western circular. But the same conduct that's found in a Western secular, university, college, etc. If that transfers here, then isn't it dangerous? See, people talk about boycott and march and all that, right? So we don't want to get into the whole nitty-gritty. If you say something for or against, you'll have some criticism, right? Say for, there also someone will say something, and you say against, because that heart is no longer that apne baro ki baat sun karke chalna chahiye. That's not there. So when that's not there, ki apne baro ki baat ko dil mein rakh karke chalna chahiye, then ask, will there be any end to the controversy, any end to conflicts? Alhamdulillah, we were in India. Hazreti said this, right, carry on now. Finished. We won't say it's wahi. Hazreti said this, now we don't need our minds to be in a state of turmoil. But now, everybody is a senior. But he said this, was the Dalil. But he said this, so what? So now, there's no leader now. When there's no leader, then what will happen? Will you add to the confusion, or will you kill the confusion? You're not going to kill confusion now, you're going to just add to the confusion. And you feel now that that confusion will be suppressed by making more mutala. And more mutala will add to the confusion. So much of confusion now, it's more, it's increased. The root cause was the same, but you don't have anybody above you. Nawab Siddiq Sahib Rahmatullah, he's one of the elders of this Salafiyat and all that. So he says, my own experience, when a person moves on to this Salafiyat, etc., then from Salafiyat, from first he leaves a mazhab, then he goes into Salafiyat. Salafiyat now, how they call it, as a freelancing, right? As he comes into this, then he sees there's some restrictions here as well. So from that he chooses to become a Christian. So from mazhab to Salafiyat to Christianity, and then Christianity also he sees some restrictions, because if you're Roman Catholic, you can't divorce, you're married for life. Then you become an atheist, because now I don't want any restriction, nobody to come and control my life. But you see, from which point you're hopping into what, and eventually what you end up in. Nobody to man you, nobody to control. So it looks like very nice. It sounds very good. Right? But I ask you now, is there any control? So, to maintain control, that is why they emphasize on the mazhabs. Why? Why they emphasize? Otherwise, Abu Bakr, your time, did you ever hear of Imam Abu Hanifa or Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi? Did you ever hear of that? But then they realize that in order to get a control of people's life, get them a direction, they have to stick to one. Just for administration purposes. So now, like you need them to hold to one for administration purposes in fiqh. Even in the fiqh batin, we need someone to guide them along. Otherwise, na idhar ke rahe, na idhar ke rahe. If we lost this side, if we lost that side, both will be lost. And small things will be asking, finding out what to do here, what to do here, how to do this, how to do this. So, the second aspect to save your iman is halal and haram. Now, we in a hifz jalsa, you will always hear when they talk about hadith is authentic, that crown will be crowned, right? But the same hadith has got, provided halal and haram is right. So, conveniently or forgetfully, that part of the hadith is left out. The only part we learned is the crowning part. But what makes you eligible for that crown is that halal and haram is right. Halal and haram, now you mixed up, diluted, did a lot of things, and then now you see, no, I still deserve that reward. How is it going to happen? So, people think very strange, you know, thinking, understanding. So one person is, he came here and he gave me a tafsir of Surah Waqia or Sabiqun as Sabiqun. All the translation, everything perfect. Say, Allah will take me there. But remember, I mean, interest. I took 50 million interest now. Allah will make maaf, you know, because my niyat is right. I need to feed 1,000 people. You know, for all of them, my employee. So what's going to happen to them? So I'm doing this here for the good niyat. Allah will give me sabiqun or sabiqun. Foremost in Jannah. But you see how corrupt the thing can go. How corrupt the thing can go. So that's the second article, that haram and halal, don't mix it up. And the third thing to get that iman right, third requirement, is respect. Anything to do with deen, people of deen, articles of deen, obligations, shiars, symbols of deen, just show it the respect. You may find it difficult, but you'll find a lot of comfort and relaxation of the mind, provided you show the respect. Imam Shafi Rahmatullah says, the respect that we showed to our seniors in the presence of the Ustad, we were so careful even turning the page that that sound must have reached the Ustad. Abdullah ibn Mubarak Rahmatullah Ali is teaching hadith, a very great senior person, Imam Bukhari, everybody quotes him, right? But as he's conducting the class, and he spoke about Imam Abu Hanifa, Nu'man ibn Thabit. So one student showed an indifferent attitude. Who is this? Manhua. He was so disgusted that he left out teaching for 1 month. This man here, and you don't recognize him, don't give him the value that he deserves. I don't need to teach you people. But if respect was a very simple, small little thing, don't worry about it, you got so much of book knowledge. So what was the need for Abdullah ibn Mubarak to show this type of an attitude? If it was such a simple thing, just lying on the street, was there a need for this person to be so hard? And like we said, but it's very hard, this man. Very hard. So how can I say this type of things? This is tanqeed. And especially against your elders. And then what he does to you afterwards. How he smashes you down. You don't even realize that he smashed me down now. And I can't just progress. So anything that would amount to the respect of deen, like a masjid, azan. Allah is carrying on, casually talking, etc. No recognition of the azan. Coming into an area where the Quran Sharif is recited, no concern. You don't identify azan, masjid, madrasa, where the wahi is being read day and night. No respect. In that place, you can carry on with ghibat also, gossiping, carrying tales this side, that side. Not worried about it. Mr. Rafi Saab, Rahmatullah Ali, he was saying, long story, just cutting it short. So he met up with one person in Germany when he was there that owned one of the biggest malls there, right? I gave the name and all that, I can't remember all that. One of the biggest malls in Germany, he was the owner, very, very wealthy person. So that person actually wanted to have an appointment with Mawlana, and he introduced himself that I was a Sikh. And then I came into Islam. So he said, alright, what was the catalyst? What drove you to Islam? So he explains that at 47, when that partition took place between India and Pakistan, right? And there was a whole lot of disarray. In that disarray, things were left down, thrown, people are running around for their lives, right? In that whole commotion, there was a Quran lying down, right? And we are six now. My father asked me to pick it up. It's a book of God. So I picked up on my left in my head until I found a nice place and I placed it. So from ever since that day, I was very uneasy. I wanted to know about Islam and accept Islam. But what was the catalyst? The catalyst was the day that he showed the respect for the Quran. That brought him to Iman, that brought him to Islam. Now, that respect and that regards, right, that's thrown out of the window. I know more than him. What he knows? How can he be so hard? What does he know? See, first it goes in the mind, then it comes to the tongue, then there's an indifferent attitude. See how it happens? First it goes. Because why it started? It started because you didn't commit yourself to any single person. Now you think, right, you didn't commit yourself to an imam, right? So then, so-and-so, Taus or someone, spoke about three talaqs as one talaq. So what? Ma'amunifa Rahmatullah is not a Nabi now. we can't take him at that level of a Nabi. So if he said it, so what? So what's the big thing? But Ibn Taymiyyah says something else. So we can go with him. But three talaqs in one sitting is just counted as one. So he's also an imam. They call him, everybody call him imam. So what if you go with him? But you see, you are freelancing. And in the freelancing, what happens after that? Now we're not looking at it that we're freelancing. And first it's coming into the mind. Then it comes to the tongue. And then you apply it to yourself. But we don't realize it's happening. So discreet is happening. It's happening. So this is now the entry level of iman. Get that iman right. The secondary level, see, under this ayat, أَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَا النَّفْسِ. See, this, the whole thought is about tazkiyah. نَهَا النَّفْسِ. Get the nafs right. Because the nafs wants freedom. It doesn't want restriction, no binding. I mustn't show that person recognition, no respect. I don't need to show that. I'm an authority on my own. Who is he to come and rule my life? See that how the thoughts run in the mind. Who is he to rule my life? I don't want Allah to say, enough now. I don't need him to rule my life. But remember, when you won't have a person to rule your life, then you are going to appoint someone else to rule your life. Sometimes it will be your wife, your children, it will be your business, it will be your nafs, it will be your friends, it will be your associates, it will be the organization, then you become enslaved to that. So you can't say that I'm totally free. Can't. You must become enslaved to one of these things. The business, the organization, people that you're associating with, the name that you got now, and you want to now keep that name, so you become enslaved to that. So you either enslave yourself to Allah Ta'ala, right, by enslaving yourself to one of his bandas, and if you go out of this, then you have embraced the slavery of everything else. So yeah, he, this one, that one, and you have accepted the slavery of all. So it's an easy way. This statement is made by Mewati Jahil. Ya to khuda ki gulami ko qubool kar, this verse. Ya to phir har cheez ki gulami qubool karna hoga. If you didn't accept the total, complete slavery of Allah Ta'ala, then you will become enslaved to everything. See, to your addiction, to what, everything. You're talking about the old people, right? Now the same things you find in tasawwuf. What I learned from the old, exactly the same things you're learning in tasawwuf. Right? So the tasawwuf doesn't say leave out luxury, it doesn't say that. But they say, yes, uske andar zara taqleel karna, little bit, just decrease a little bit. Don't go over the limit, just decrease. Taqleel. Now my mother used to say this, same thing, but in different words. She would say, don't become addicted to comforts. Right? Luxuries, don't become addicted. Then she would say, she heard this from her mother, right? I'm reporting it. But the same things you find in the tasawwuf kitabs. And when I see this, I think these people must have read into the kitabs of the Buzurgan al-Din, and they became enslaved to that. So Allah Pak brightened their minds to see. That's what they're saying now. You became enslaved to luxuries, right? To wealth, luxuries, etc. Then what happens? Then if you don't have that luxury, then you want to steal, right? You want to rob. You want to cheat. You want to speak a lie, right? If all these things don't happen, and you don't have that luxury, then very easily you can slip into a depression. Can you see? Lies, steal, beg, borrow, or fall into a depression. And then you want to make false promises. No, I'll get this for you. I'll do this. Don't worry, I'll do this. Doesn't it happen? But where it starts from? It starts at that point where you became addicted to luxuries. And that addiction is so bad, right? We don't realize it, that people can sell their wives, their daughters, everything they can sell just to serve the addiction. It's an addiction now, so what? One person was here. He's telling me that whichever country he comes from, so they wanted to post him as a minister. But now look at these people's thinking. So he asked, all right, what's the protocol? What am I supposed to be doing if I take this position? He said, all right. See, when you get important delegations coming from overseas countries, then you must be there. But you must be there with your wife. And all must shake hands. Your wife will shake their hands. Their wife will shake your hands. That's how that dignitary style. Say, keep your job. I don't want that. But now, when you become addicted to all these things here, you want that recognition, you want that style. So, you will push your wife, you go and do this thing as well. You do these things here. And you know, we'll be dancing in wealth. Just a few years that we'll be there, we'll be dancing in wealth. But see how the mind works. So what they are saying, don't you get yourself addicted to this. إِيَّاكُمْ وَالتَّنَعُمْ فَإِنَّ عِبَادَ اللَّهِ لَيْسُوا بِمُتَنَعَمِينَ. You just take care of yourself. Don't get yourself into luxuries and addiction. How dangerous it is. In my old home now, see his children now, there's no ghost now. Ghosts. It's not right. Whatever is there now, one day you have mug, masoor, curry, kichdi, all that. Right? Then now and then, in Alamgir, there's a, Alamgiri, there's a, one masla there. Al-mudawamatu ala akl lahm. Al-mudawamatu ala akl lahm. Yufdi ila qasawati al-qalb. Means all the time, it hardens your heart. Wa inna abada shay'in indallah al-qalb al-qasi. The thing that is most distanced from the mercy of Allah Ta'ala is a hard heart. Now every meal must have meat. You don't have this, then have polon. You don't have that, then have salami. There will be a mulud then after that. See that. Every meal, they must have it. It's not right. Then they want fast food, this type of sauce, whatever. Why? Eat your original foods. That one person was here. So he's telling me, see, my family, he's saying about his family. Alhamdulillah, all of them are very strong, very strong. They pull up to 95, 100 years of age. But why? One of the contributing factors is they came from the farm and they maintain that type of food. That coarse food, coarse, simple food, they maintained it there and they maintain it here. There's town food, fast foods, like you're eating, where you're eating from? You're eating from mortuaries. Aren't you eating from mortuaries? Huh? Where's the fresh food? Kept the last Bakrid and this Bakrid for the Sahri, you're eating it. So now we had Bakrid, we had, what we had for after Namaz, we had Qurbani meat. But who are you bluffing here? See? Last year's Bakrid, they stored it up, and this year, they put it off the freezer. So this is the second level. Now, second level of Iman, what it requires? The second level of Iman requires the hadith of Nu'man ibn Bashir, Al-halalu bayyinun, wal-haramu bayyinun, baynahuma mushtabihat. So this things that you're not clear of, leave it out. Don't experiment. And I tell you that for the physical well-being, we all apply that law, that we don't experiment in things that we're not clear of. Got a glass of water, and someone just tells you, hey, watch out, it may be AIDS contaminated. Are you going to risk your life? So your physical well-being is so important, that it's more important than your Imani well-being. Imani well-being, it's alright, what's wrong? This Mawlana says it's alright, but he says it's alright, he says it's haram. So the other versions also about it, so don't become too strict, don't become too hard. But for the physical well-being, do we apply the same rule? Then I ask you then, what's the reason for the disparity? Why are we so unfair? Physical well-being, very, very strong. He said, it contaminated so strongly. He said, no, this is corona. So must put that mask. Although it's a 1 in a million chance that you can get it, right? 1 in a million chance. And 1 in a million, 1 in a billion, you don't go by that. Shazkal Mahdu. Some isolated case, you don't go by it. It's not a rule. It's just one isolated opinion. Let's finish. Shazkal once said, carry on with your life. But no, let's go with it. So strong we are about it. But do we apply the same rule on our imaniyat? We're not clear about it. Ahsana Shayin, which is now coming in Bukhari Sharif, Al-Wara. Da'ma yuribuk, ila ma yuribuk. Your iman will be safe. Leave it out. Don't want to die after that. Now, with this wara, leaving out mustabihat, is the problems that are connected to the heart. Riya, right? Ostentation, show, takabbur, right? Greed, malice, jealousy, right? Now, do we show the importance to these things here? Now, if you look at the Tarbiyat al-Salik of Hazrat Tanvi Sahib Rahmatullah, there's so many ulama writing there. One alim is writing, prominent alim. Well, I've got some reservations against this alim here. So, reservations, some little bit of a ill feeling I got in my heart against him. So Muraz replies, I also thought about this, you know. Some person had some reservation, some ill feeling. But immediately Allah Pak showed me the cure. So that when you reach that maqam, then Allah Pak guides you. But Allah Pak instilled in my heart, perhaps the wrong is in me. And my wrong I'm seeing in that person. So now, when you think of yourself that the wrong is in me, and my wrong I'm seeing in that person, is your heart polluted now? There's no pollution. You brought the solution to it immediately. Now these things are so subtle, so discreet, you can't make it out. You may be a victim to it, but you don't realize I'm a victim to it. In a subtle way, you'll just pass it on. One person is trying to impress on his sheikh, Hazrat, I missed out the takbir of ula today. First takbir, but I got the rakat, but I missed. After a month, 2 months, Hazrat, again I missed out my takbir of ula. Hazrat says, well, you're trying to impress upon me that you're so paband on your takbir of ula. But you see now, I ask you, this subtle play of shaitan, can you pick it up? And you need these type of people who's dedicated themselves to understand the subtle play of shaitan. The standard must remember is the Sahaba Kiram. Right? We cannot reach at their level. But we will envy that, we'll try and go there. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he saw someone laughing at the Qabristan. So Wallahi la takallamuka abadan. This was a place of reflection. And you're laughing here. Until you die, I will not speak to you. So that's the standard. Alright, we cannot cope with that standard, right? But we need to believe that that's the standard. Because as-sahabatu kullu madul. Raditu li ummati ma radiya bihi ibnu ummil abd. Right? I need to know that. And we don't just be happy with that. When we work ourselves towards it slowly, slowly, how much we can. We cannot come to the level immediately, obviously. But we'll understand that to be the standard and then move up. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, one person comes up to him and says, Wallahi uhibbuka fillah. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu says him straight away, Wallahi wa ana ubghiduka fillah. He says, I like you for Allah ta'ala. Ibn Umar says, and I hate you for the sake of Allah ta'ala. Lima, li anta talhanu fil adhan. You're not doing azan right. But that's the standard. Sahaba kiram is the standard. And we will aspire for that. But if someone is aspiring in the process, we won't say he's doing this, he's too hard now, what he thinks of himself. Then who's the standard? If the Sahaba kiram cannot be the standard, then who's the standard? Then you're the standard now. So now you Sahabi now, the people follow you. That's the standard. That's why when I teach the hadith of Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, say, please, all of you write it down. There's so much of good in you. But they are the standard. You say that, no, I got another path. Then there's no path after that. There's no path that you can bypass the Sahaba Kiram. You can't. They are the precedent, they are ahead, you don't have to go behind them. See, the whole deen is just to follow. Naqtadi biman min qablina. Naqtadi biman qablina. We follow those that came before us. Everybody has someone senior, so you, وَيَقْتَدِي بِنَا مَنْ بَعْدَنَا. And those that will come after us will follow us. Khalid said, got it. Yeah, this song. Got it. But now, you see this is dwindling, that whole aspect of me following someone, respecting, following, that is going. So, therefore the ulama kiram say, that is the second level of iman. First I showed you what is the first level, primary. This is the secondary level. Now there's an advanced level, some other time inshallah.